Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, my brothers and sisters. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Servant of the I Am. And I am delighted to be back with you all on this Sunday, this beautiful Sunday afternoon here in Georgia. I just wanted to apologize, even though there were good things that were going on. I wanted to apologize that I have not been on in the last 3 weeks. I have actually been traveling a lot with ministry. I have been in Oklahoma. I have been in North Carolina. I've been in Georgia. And I just have not been able to get back on here because by the time I haven't been home. I've been back and forth between home and other states. And I didn't want to give you a half message, so I said, let me just wait until I am home and stationary for a while to go ahead and prepare a message that's worthy of listening to. But, of course, we must always consult with the Holy Spirit to make sure that it is not you, and this message is definitely not me. It's going to be a message that many may not even like because women sometimes have a – but before we go into the message, let me just go ahead and just – petition the Lord, petition the Holy Spirit before we get into the message. Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for going before us, Holy Spirit, preparing a way. We thank you, Father God, that he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. And so, Lord God, I thank you for giving me the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding concerning your word to be able to articulate it to your people in a fashion that's readily understood. Father God, I thank you right now that it is a time and it's an hour, Father God, that we need to be living for you like never before. And so, Lord God, I thank you, Father God, that though this word may be tough to chew on, Father God, yet it still will be swallowed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, because your word says that iron sharpens iron, Lord God. And we don't grow by always being yes people. We don't grow by always telling people what they want to hear. Father God, you will stay low. You will stay average. You won't rise above. And your word says that, Father God, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Your word says that we are your children. Your word says, Lord God, that you have given us wisdom. And so, Lord God, we thank you for wisdom in this hour. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. So you all know as the message was posted today on Facebook, the message today is entitled Daughters of Eve, Daughters of Eve. I was running several titles in my mind, just really didn't know how to put the title or what the title should be. Excuse me, because it's going to be touching on several different facets regarding the Word of God. And so what I was getting ready to say previously is that sometimes, particularly when it comes to women, we have a hard time of having another woman say something that may offend you or cause you to say, well, who does she think she is? You know, we always want to get on the high horse when it comes to God chastising us. Well, how does God chastise us? He does not just use men to chastise us. He uses us of the same sex that are vessels of the Lord. So we cannot pick and choose what we want to say to God's people. But when God has something to say, whether I'm saying it to a man or a woman or what have you, then that's just what it is, because I'm going to teach and preach the Word of God, regardless of whether it's hard. And usually that's what the words he usually gives me are challenging words. They're difficult words. And this may be one for you. But I challenge you not to turn off your radio or disconnect the stream. I challenge you to listen what the Lord has to say, because in this hour we must understand. We go all the way back to Genesis. And the Lord has taken us all the way back to Genesis. And he gave me the title Daughters of Eve, Daughters of Eve. And when I was reading the Bible, maybe it was about maybe 3 weeks ago when the Lord began to start to stir in me this word. And it talks about Eve and Adam in the garden and the snake. But there were a couple of things that I saw in there that I hadn't seen before. So if you have your Bibles, then please go get them. You know, I know we are the generation in which, you know, we just want to help hold a phone. But at the end of the day, let us reference the Lord. Let us reverence the Word of God. Let us not want to be so microwavish that, you know, we're missing the awesomeness of the Word of God, that we are that we are losing the fear of God, even though it's a book or a Bible, but still, you know, how, do you not understand that people can't even touch the Quran? You know, the Quran is basically this sacred book that you can't just come and just grab the Quran. You know, so let us, you know, treat the Word of God. Let us treat our Bibles. Let us come with Bibles to Bible study, to church or whatever, because it is the Word of God. It's going to feed your soul. Let us not treat the Word of God lightly. So if you have your Bibles, and if you don't, go get it, and go with me to Genesis 3, Genesis 3. And it reads as thus: Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God has made. And he said unto the woman, Yet has God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, Ye shall not eat of it, and neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Now take note here, verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eye, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. Now, stop right there. You all know the story. This was the actual incident in which they both got kicked out of the got kicked out of paradise. But let me back up a minute. Let's back up a minute. Because remember, we're talking about daughters of Eve. Daughters of Eve. Because God wants to really, really hone in on something where us women are concerned, and for us to be mindful of the power that God has given woman. First of all, let's back up. Adam was given total and complete authority and reign in the earth. Adam and God. Adam met God every day. If God walked in the coolness of the day, he would meet Adam and they would fellowship. Adam and God had a tight relationship. And God made Adam king over everything on the earth. But God saw. Not Adam said, but God saw that Adam was lonely. So God said, let me make a helpmate for Adam. And we all know the story. Eve, the word of God tells us, came from the rib of man. And then Adam said, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. And he called the woman Eve. And God gave him a woman so that he would not be lonely. He also said for her to be a helpmate. But as the story goes on, and let me just actually just read the actual words in Genesis 2 and 18, what God said, and said, and the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmate for him. Okay? Then in 3, that was 2 and 18. Okay, so then in 3, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And immediately the serpent speaks to the woman. Yes, has God said, you shall now eat of every tree of the garden? Now you have to ask yourself a question. Why didn't the serpent say these very words to Adam? Was it not God that gave Adam the authority? Was it not God that told Adam to name the fish, the birds, the animals? Was it not God that made Adam total and supreme control in the earth? So why did the serpent go to the woman? Why did he go to the woman? Listen to this. And then the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. So right there, Eve knew what the Lord had said. Eve knew that what the Lord had said concerning that particular tree that stood in the midst of the garden. But here is the serpent. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and you shall be as God, knowing good and evil. Next verse, and when the woman saw that the tree was good, first of all, then she began, her eyes were on the wrong thing. She's looking at something that tantalized her flesh, her senses. First of all, it says, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eye. Women, first of all, everything that's pleasant to the eye is not good food for your soul. This is what it's telling us right here. You were gazing at something you had no business gazing at. God already told you that the tree was not for you or Adam. So therefore, your mind shouldn't even been on that particular tree. He had given you an entire earth to be concerned with, but yet your eyes were gazing on that one tree, looking at the wrong thing. Because the minute you look at the wrong things, ultimately it's going to infect your heart and get in your flesh, and your flesh is going to act upon it. So first of all, you shouldn't have been looking at the tree. You shouldn't have been looking at what you were looking at, because now it's entered your soul. Now what you have done, and let's go forward. And it was a tree that was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise. So she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Brothers and sisters, there is a lot in this. First of all, you're gazing, you're looking at something you shouldn't be looking at. Then secondly, you knew the word of God says that the word of God, and we're just saying the word of God because it wasn't the word of God there, but we're just going to say the Lord told them that do not eat of this tree. But Satan came and added his addendum. He doesn't want you to eat to the tree because you would be like him. You would be like the God. So guess what? Eve willfully entered into rebellion and ate of the fruit. And not only did she eat of the fruit, she brought her husband in with it with her. My brothers and sisters, listen what I'm talking about. I'm talking about before the curse. I'm talking about not even just before the curse, just in general. God gave woman a certain power. God gave woman, listen to me. When God has given someone the entire universe, essentially, let's just look at it like that. He gave Adam the entire universe, and the woman came along, listened to the wrong spirit, and caused them to lose everything. That's power, woman of God. That's power. But what God is saying in this hour is that many women are using their power in the wrong way. You're using your power to manipulate and control. You're using your power to try to get a man to get you pregnant so you can have him pay your bills, and so you already set up all your life because you want a baller, you want a football player, you want a businessman, you want tall, dark, and handsome. So guess what? You're dressing yourself up. You're going to the clubs. You're going where they hang out. You're putting on all the scantily clad clothes to trap that man, manipulation and control. Daughter of Eve. We never talk about, I have never heard anyone preach on this concerning where Jezebel most likely began. Jezebel wants what she didn't work for. She wants everything that made her powerful. Jezebel likes to get up to those that are in authority and control them. Jezebel doesn't work for what she wants. She sends her flunkies to go get it for her because she doesn't want to work. She sees things that she desires, and she goes after it. She goes for the jugular. Jezebel was a religious woman. People forget that. We talk about Jezebel and she's this and she's that and the dogs ate her flesh and she was in the street and all of that. But guess what? So many women are operating in that same way. No, no, I hear you saying in the spirit, well, men this and men that. No, 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 we're talking about you today. We're talking about how God has given women a special something when it comes to men. And from the beginning of a time, starting with Eve, we've been misusing our, that something, something that God gave us. When you look at the fact that this one woman turned the world upside down because of her disobedience, but the power she had concerning her husband, that he so believed in her or whatever the case may be, was blind, that he just lost the entire kingdom because she listened to the wrong spirit. El Roi means the God that sees. The God that sees. Women of God, we need to have the eyes and the spirit of God. Stop looking at the wrong thing. Stop looking at, yes, he's fine and he's cute, but does he belong to the Lord? The tree was nice. It had fruit, and it belonged to the Lord, but you bit it anyway when he told you not to. How many times do you have to keep getting yourself in a situation because something looked good? And then when that something looked good turned your life upside down, now your children are miserable. Now your coworkers are miserable. Everybody around you is miserable because you bit the fruit and you shouldn't have. You bit the fruit and you shouldn't have. Now you change it, turning everybody's world upside down because of your disobedience, woman of God. Woman of God. Be careful how you use that something, something that God has given you. You know how they say women have that intuition? It's like they just know. Well, let me ask you, was that part of the curse, or where, was it that something that God had already given us before Eve messed it up, that intuition? Was that because of the tree? Questions to think about. The fruit that Eve bit, and now that residual is in every woman as she enters the earth. So even though it was a bad thing, God did give us intuition, or whatever the word may be, what the world and the mankind has given it, intuition, but it's actually something spiritual. You can feel it. It's tangible that God has given us. And Eve misused it with Adam. And it cost them everything. And God is saying in this hour, daughters of Zion, do not be a daughter of Eve. Recognize the gifts and talents God has given you, yes. But do not use your womanly wiles to manipulate and control, because now you've entered another playing field. God does not manipulate and control. God does not even manipulate you and control you to even serve him. He says, I give you free will to serve me. We have free will to serve God. But women, you begin to operate in witchcraft when you begin to put on the eyelashes, you begin to put on all these scantily clothes, and your entire agenda is to trap that man. Your entire motive is to trap that man to do your bidding. Your entire agenda is to get next to that pastor because you think you would be better than the first lady. So your entire agenda is to get close to both of them, to cement your position in leadership. Daughter of Eve, get yourself together. Because you may be in the church house, but God is not in you.
If you feel that you've got to manipulate and control to cement your way into someone's life, a leadership position, church, job, whatever the case may be, you're a daughter of Eve, and I'm not saying that in a good sense. Anytime you've got to manipulate and control someone, you're operating on Satan's territory. Was that not what Satan did to Eve? Did you not hear the word? Did you not hear the word of God say that the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field? Anytime you've got someone that's coming at you in the guise of telling you the opposite of what the word of God says, guess who's speaking? Yes, it came from a fine man. Yes, I have any men on here. Yes, it may have come from a fine woman. But at the end of the day, is what they're saying to you lining up with the word of God? But guess what? You don't know the word of God. So you're falling for every little thing. You're falling for what Satan's telling you. That's what Eve did. But only in Eve's case, Eve knew right and wrong, but she did it anyway. The demise of mankind began with Eve. And Eve has now throughout time and dispensation, Eve has begat daughters of Eve. Daughters of Eve who are using their power, their position, and their persuasion to get men to do things for them and out of order. And you wonder why the house is out of order. And you wonder why that you're always crying. And you wonder why. Because was it not that you set out to manipulate and control that man? And now he's turning around and doing it to you? Now, no, not of all of us who are getting that or receiving that or giving that, no. That just means that you may have allowed your flesh to go in front of your spirit. And because your flesh wasn't sanctified, you now have something in your life and in your presence that now you abhor. Because your flesh was not sanctified. Brothers and sisters, let me let you know something, that when you get saved, your flesh is not saved. When you get saved, that means your soul, God has now entered in, and you have denounced and renounced, and you have ask Jesus to come into your life. Now your soul now is saved. But you cannot live a life of raunchiness, and you cannot listen to all kind of stuff, and you cannot look at all kind of stuff and just miraculously, not saying God can't do it, but miraculously now you're just so holy. Each and every day it's a battle. Each and every day it's a battle, daughter of Eve. It's a battle. But God is saying in this hour that women are using what he has given them incorrectly. You have the ability to birth things. That's why God gave us a womb. That's why God wants you on your knees praying and interceding for your family, for this earth, for this world, for leadership, pastors, what your job, your children, your relatives, whatever the case may be, because God has given woman the ability to birth. He said, get on your knees and birth it, not manipulate it into existence. Birth it into existence, not manipulate it into existence. Because manipulation, it will soon be cast down, and you will be left high and dry because the foundation was wrong. Your foundation was manipulation and control. And then when they finally catch on to you and you are excommunicated, rejected, now you want to go and say and whine and say, well, they rejected me. Oh, I'm just so anointed that they just couldn't handle me. That's why. Oh, no, baby, come on. Don't confuse yourself, and don't lie to yourself. It wasn't that they couldn't handle you. It was because they found out who you really were. Someone that was manipulating and controlling. Yes, you're gifted. Yes, you're talented. Yes, you have many skills. But at the end of the day, your character couldn't keep you there. Your character couldn't keep you there because you were found out. Let us call a spade a spade. Let us look in the mirror. Let us look in the mirror, brothers and sisters. Nobody should have to come and tell you that you're operating very nastily. Nobody should have to come and tell you that you manipulative and you like to control. Nobody should have to come and tell you that, because you know what you're doing. When you stepped out of the house and you put on that miniskirt and you put on those clothes, you knew when you left the house what your intention was when you went to the club. You knew when you wore that certain dress and you knew you were on the front row and you knew when you put that on what your intention was, because you wanted that pastor to notice you. You knew what your intention was when you came into that person's life and you saw that they had some things that you desired and you didn't care for them really. You were just tolerating them. But you wanted to glean off of what they worked hard for. You want to ride off the blessing, but you don't want to contribute. That's manipulation and control. Lying on someone at a job or tattling on someone at a job because you want their position. Manipulation and control. Women, we must get better than this. We must get better than this. Because women of God, if you feel that you have to manipulate and control a man in order to have one, you might as well turn in your Christianity card or your believer's card. Because you mean to tell me that God can't send you a man of his without you having to manipulate him, control him, give him a baby, put him in the tabloids? That's your only way to think that you can get and keep a man is because you've got to have some dirt on him? You got to give him a baby? You got to dress a certain way? And you can see, the eyes will get you in trouble. That's why the Word of God talks about the pride of life, the lust of the eye and the pride of life. Your eyes will get you in trouble. Did it not give the first mother of the earth in trouble? Did it not say that she looked at the fruit and saw that it was good, and not did she see that it was good, that it was good to eat? Her natural eyes got her in trouble. You should ask God to give you spiritual x-ray vision. Do you think the enemy is going to come at you and look crazy and look? Let me give you an example. Was not Satan cursed to slide on the ground? That means that most likely when he was talking to Eve, he was on 2 feet. Eve lacked discernment. Eve didn't know who she was talking to. Because maybe Satan was so enamored by how he looked. Remember, he was Lucifer, son of the morning. So most likely he was not an ugly, or he changed himself into something very attractive. And she's talking to the evil one himself and didn't even realize it. How many of us women, you see us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever the case may be, crying behind a relationship, crying behind a man, crying. That's part of the curse too. That was not God's original intent. Woman in the beginning was either equal to man or superior to man. Look at the Bible. Look at the curse. When he cursed Eve, he said, now you're going to be pining. Essentially, I'm paraphrasing. Now you're going to be pining behind a man. So if that's the curse, that means that was not God's original design. We were either equal to them or superior. But because Eve used her wisdom that God gave her in the wrong way, now we are in the position that we are in. And now we still have daughters of Eve operating the same way, giving our boyfriends or giving our husbands the fruit for them to take it. And you wonder why your life is the way it is. Stop manipulating and controlling. Stop using your body to manipulate a man. Stop using your money to manipulate a man. Stop using your title to manipulate a man. Either he wants to be there or he doesn't. Either he loves you or he doesn't. Why do you want someone that you got to manipulate and control and buy them? Let them go if they want to leave. Let them go. You don't deserve that, then he needs to go somewhere else with that mess. You've got to get stronger in this situation. And stop being a daughter of Eve. Stop using your natural wiles and your womanly wiles to get you away. Where in the world did God ever say that that was okay to do? Where in the world, tell me, where in the world did God say that that was okay to do? To get your way, to get you some money, to get your bills paid. Where did God say that that was okay to do? It's time to get ourselves together and stop living like women who don't have a relationship with the Lord. Because when you have a relationship with the Lord, there is something in you that says, I might not get it first. I might not get it second. I might not get it third. But eventually I'm going to get it. God, when you say I'm ready for it, I'll accept it. I'm not going to go ahead of you. I'm not going to get in a hurry. I'm not going to manufacture anything because that we already see what happens. God gives you a promise, but you want to go and manufacture it. Did not Abraham do that? God gave him a promise, and he had to go manufacture it because he didn't have to, but he went ahead of God and tried to manufacture it and got Ishmael. Wait on the promises of God. Wait on the promises of God. God says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. But he never said you had to go out and prostitute yourself to make things happen. He never said you got to lie and lay with a man and have his baby in order to be prosperous. This is not the book of God. That's the playbook of the enemy. That's why Satan went to the woman first, because he knew the authority and the power that she had. That only makes sense why he went to the woman instead of going to Adam. And he probably knew that Adam probably wouldn't have bought that. But the woman got weak and changed the course of eternity until Jesus came and gave us a second chance at eternal life. So brothers and sisters, well, so sisters, I'm talking to you, but if there's brothers on this line, if you're one of those that like to manipulate and control to get your way, because as you can see in the beginning, Satan knew how to use words. Satan knew how to use words and manipulate words to get Eve to believe something that she should have known was false. But because for her lust for power, and because she was looking at something she shouldn't have been looking at, the course of the world was changed. Where were you dropped, my brother? Where were you dropped that you feel like, oh, you go to church and you have a relationship with the Lord. You say, oh, you love God, but yet you manipulate and you control women to get your way. You feel like you have the right to manipulate and control that woman. You think she belongs to you. You have a rude awakening if you think that way. You're going to have one. Because now you've just usurped God's authority. That's somebody's daughter. That's somebody's daughter who you think you're going to manipulate and control. And do you think you're going to continually get away with that? If the natural father don't deal with you, the spiritual father is going to deal with you. Our spiritual daddy, God the Father, Yahweh, the I am the I am. At the end of the day, you will be dealt with. So think long and hard if you want someone to treat your daughter how you've been treating someone else's daughter. Think long and hard of what you're dishing out because it's coming back to your house. The same thing, father. Same thing, husband. How you're treating your wife or your girlfriend is coming home through your daughter. So if you don't want this to visit your daughter, you better get yourself together and realize that that woman belongs to the father. And she has a father. Living or dead, she has a father. If I have any men on here, that's the word of the Lord for you. But women, before we wrap up, if you're a woman that is dealing with low self-esteem that you feel like that you have to use your body to get a man to do what you want them to do, we're going to pray for you now. If you're a woman who's manipulating and controlling people because you don't feel like it's going fast enough or you don't feel like God is seeing your heart or you don't feel like God is going to make this thing happen for you, so you've got to manipulate it and control it, we're going to pray for you. Because there's no way we can say that we are children of the Most High God, but we're doing all these things that the enemy did to Eve. The very thing that the enemy did to Eve. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you for right now. We thank and praise you for your Holy Spirit leading and guiding us into all truth. I thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be the head and not the tail and the above and not beneath. Lord, I thank you that whatever has gone on in our childhood, Lord God, that has caused us to feel less than and unworthy, and we've grown up utilizing a natural wiles, Lord God, to accomplish things in the earth, Father, in the name of Jesus, that were not of you, Father God. Sexual perversion, oh God. Prostituting yourself just to have something to eat. Prostituting yourself just to have a place to lay your head. Prostituting yourself just thinking that someone would listen to you, thinking someone would love you if you just lie with them. Lies. I thank you, Father, for building them up where they're weak and building them up where they've been torn down, God. They've been beaten down. They've been shattered. And they felt like it was the only way for them to have something, Lord God, is to give them themselves, to give of themselves the wrong way. And so their hearts are good, Lord God, but some way they turned, Father God. Some way they turned and became a child of evil. Because only evil will try to control another soul. The only one we want controlling our soul is God the Father. And if it's not God the Father, then it's evil. It's evil. So, Lord God, those that are listening to my voice right now, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for being the lifter of their head. I thank you, Lord God, that today will be a new day for them. A new day that they will sit out, Lord God, and wait on you and trust in you and trust in your plan. And we thank you, Father. And we praise you because we know that there's nothing that you can't do. We know, Father God, that there's nothing too hard for you. So we're going to wait on you, God. We're going to wait on that relationship. We're going to wait on that husband. We're going to wait on that wife. We're going to wait, oh God, on that job promotion. We're going to wait on having a baby the right way, being married. We're going to wait, oh God. And if we've already made the mistakes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, today is a new day. Today is a new day. And I thank you, Lord God. And I send this prayer out to your people who are listening at the sound of my voice and who will eventually come across this broadcast, that you don't have to live this way. You don't have to be a controller. You don't have to control every situation so that you'll know the outcome, because that's fear. You don't have to control every aspect of someone's life because you're afraid, because you don't know how something will end up. So you have to be the one that controls everything because you are fearful. Don't you know that we see that? The very people you're trying to control already know that you have a fear and that it's probably low self-esteem. That's why you have to control someone else. We already know these things. So give it to God. Give it to God. And until I see you next week, I want you to meditate on the word of God, on how you should conduct yourself as a woman, a holy woman, how you should conduct yourself as a man, as a holy man. We don't have time to play. We don't have time to play with God. And you don't have time to play with his children. Because life is too short and it's winding up. Get yourself together. Cry it out. Talk it out. Get you some counseling. Whatever the case may be. But don't you control another person because of your own insecurity. Don't you control another person because you think you're wiser than everybody else. Remember, that's what Eve wanted. Do I have to read the word to you? Was that not what Eve wanted? And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, she saw it, and that it was pleasant to the eye, so it looked good to her. And a tree to be desired to make one wise. She wanted wisdom. And she took of the fruit. She wanted to be wiser than God. So many people want to play God in everybody else's life when yours is jacked up. So many people want to play God in everyone else's life when yours is jacked up. Get it together. Get in God's face. Get in his word. If you do what you're supposed to do, you don't have time to control another. Do not be a daughter of Eve. And if you have been, stop it. Because you know not what you do. You're bringing damnation on yourself. Stop it. And I'll see you again next week. I love you. Thank you for listening. And I'll see you next week in Jesus' name. Amen.